We often hear about carrying donor cards, being on a donor register, because you can give life to someone after your death. It's perhaps not a topic that we like to talk about, but it is crucially important. Now, when we think of organ donation, perhaps you think of kidneys or heart, lungs. Do we often think about the eye and indeed the cornea? Well, there is a drive to get us to do more. Dr. Dolores Conroy is from the charity Fight for Sight, which helps fund eye research throughout the UK. Dolores, thank you for joining us. Now, donations, we're looking, say, specifically at the cornea here. What difference can that make to someone who has sight loss? How important is the cornea?
The cornea is absolutely important. Light gets refracted through the cornea. A clear cornea is really important for vision. And there are around 10 million people worldwide who are blind due to damaged corneas. There's a range of diseases that can affect the cornea. Many of these are corneal dystrophies that are inherited diseases. A lot of it can come from scarring, from injury, from trauma. And in many of these cases, the treatment will be a corneal transplant.
Now, we're talking the cornea here, so this is the eye, and probably people don't think very often when they're looking at things about donor cards or the donor register that the eyes can be used again.
Yes, and I think this is why there's actually a shortage of eyes for transplantation. And with Optegra Eye Healthcare, which is a specialist provider of ophthalmic services in the UK and Fight for Sight, we conducted a survey of about 2,016 adults in the UK to really try and understand what the barriers were to donating eyes. And this was sort of a very interesting revelation that only 26% of adults had actually registered for donation. And in relation to eyes, 64% of people said that they would not donate their eyes for transplantation. So that's really, really interesting. If you look at what they would donate, about 51% said they donate their kidney, 49% liver, heart, lung. So only 36% said that they would donate their eyes. And of course, people have obviously very many reasons why they do not donate their eyes. But we found this rather interesting because we know that about 86% of people in the UK value their sight above any other sense, but yet they won't donate their eyes to help somebody else. But if you look at what they say, 3 in 10 adults say that their eyes are unique to them, so they don't want to part with them even when they're dead. 23% say eyes are the most valuable personal part of their body. More than a quarter say that their family would be upset. And 1 in 6 say it's for spiritual reasons. So obviously there's a whole host of reasons as why people will not donate their eyes above any other organ.
The eyes being the key to the soul kind of thing. And it's funny that we're very precious about something which a lot of people feel defines them as individuals. When people look at someone, they perhaps look at the eye, you know, eye contact, the eyes let you see everything around about you. How do you go about changing people's perceptions?
I think there's been a lot of work done over the last few years with the people who organise donations at different centres in talking to people and telling them the value of specifically giving eye transplants. And we know that, as I said, there are conditions like keratoconus, which is a thinning and a bulging of the cornea, which is a progressive disease. Ultimately, that's going to need to a corneal transplantation. Also, other diseases that affect the cornea, one in particular which affects older people, is a Fuchs dystrophy, ultimately would lead to a corneal transplantation. And I think if you can show them evidence that transplantation does help, and we know, you know, that transplantation is really successful. 93% of transplants function after 1 year, and something like 74% will function after about 5 years. So it is a very, very successful operation. I think you need to provide the evidence to these people as to why they need to donate their eyes. And also perhaps, you know, to tell them there is a shortage. You know, we need about 70 corneal donations per week to be able to continue doing corneal transplantation for some of these really sight-threatening conditions that we have in the UK.
Give someone the gift of sight almost. Do you have your donor card then, Dolores? You're on the list?
I do indeed have my donor card. I've had my donor card for many years.
Me too. Let's hope that many more people do, Dolores, consider the options there and you know, get an idea of what a massive difference, completely change someone's life, that cornea donation can make. For the moment, Dr. Dolores Conroy, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.